Chapter 15. A Pronouncement Against Moab. Because it has been devastated in a night, Ar of Moab has been silenced. Because it has been devastated in a night, Kir of Moab has been silenced. He has gone up to the house and to Dibon, to the high places to weep. Moab wails over Nebo and over Medeba. Every head is shaved bald. Every beard is clipped. In its streets they have put on sackcloth. On their roofs and in their public squares they all wail. They go down weeping. Heshbon and Elealeh cry out. Their voice is heard as far as Jahaz. That is why the armed men of Moab keep shouting. He is trembling. My heart cries out over Moab. Its fugitives have fled as far as Zoar and Eglath-Shelishiah. On the ascent of Luhith, they weep as they go up. On the way to Horonaim, they cry out over the catastrophe. For the waters of Nimrim are desolate. The green grass has dried up. The grass is gone, and nothing green is left. That is why they are carrying away what is left of their stores and their riches. They are crossing the valley of poplars. For the outcry echoes throughout the territory of Moab. The wailing reaches to Eglaim. The wailing reaches to Beer Elam. For the waters of Dimon are full of blood. And I have more in store for Dimon. A lion for those of Moab who escape, and for those remaining in the land.